You're listening to an interview and live recording we did with Josh Baca of the Missoula psych rock band Charcoal Squids at Tree Fort Music Festival in Boise, Idaho.
I exist under all of this, the light above, the dirt I'm in. Out I crawl on the garden floor. Oh, apprehension, and I have none at all. In the violence, in the afterglow,
many bands you guys have under Ghost Carrot right now?
So currently there's 4 projects under the Ghost Carrot Records label that we're working on releases and kind of putting them out. I'm kind of at the point where I'm trying to really solidify what it means to be a record label and what my role is as like the founder and who, like, what I can be doing to be pushing the label forward. And right now, I'm just kind of, what I need to be doing is making sure that we keep our releases stocked and that we have like pages, like internet pages, that allow us to people to have access to the releases. And like whenever I like, there's events open that I can like table it as Ghost Carrot Records, just have like a selection of our merch and just kind of like letting people in the community know what we do. And I honestly, like, I've been doing music for, like, 4 or 5 years now, and I kind of started the record label probably, like, 4 years ago, and the first, like, 2 years were just me, like, figuring out, like what am I even doing? Like, how do you, like, respond to people in a professional manner so that you, yeah, it's just learning how to present yourself in a way so that promoters and people take you seriously when you're trying to put yourself out into the world. that's like a really big thing that I didn't know, because I looking back, there's so many emails that I sent that I'm just like, oh my god, look at the format of this. Like, these people like just looked at it and probably like just they were just like, oh, like probably shuddered and like just like, we're not booking them, like there's no way in heck. Like, sometimes I like see that I've spoke to someone like 4 years ago and I'm like hitting them up again and I'm like, hey, like I promise, like I know what I'm doing now.
Okay, last question.
Yes.
What has been your favorite part of Treefort thus far?
Oh, just walking around and having my legs turn to jelly and not getting a lot of sleep, and it's wonderful. I saw Monster Watch, they're really good. I saw Weed, they're super awesome. And then I saw like Cherry Glazer and Night Beats, and I don't know, the whole thing has been a really great experience, and I would highly recommend it to anybody who ever wants to just get out of wherever they are and just come check out Boise, because it's a really awesome place.
Thank you. This next song we're playing, it's our last one. Thank you so much for joining us, Treef. And yeah, it's so nice to see all the friends here.
Moving up in the world, you know, we're doing bigger and better things every day.
Down.
We wrapped up our Montana band coverage with an interview conducted in the tour van of another legendary Bozeman DIY band, Cheria. Formed in 2012, Cheria is fronted by Michael McKelligott on vocals and guitar, Eric Tootin on guitar and backup vocals, Austin Dykstra on bass, and Connor Lockenbrock on drums and backup vocals.
What's up, guys? We're Cheria. We're a band from Bozeman, Montana. Super excited that you got me there tonight. This first one's new. It's called Heresy.
I'm here in Boise, Idaho with a local band, Cheria, from Bozeman, Montana. How do you guys like Boise so far?
It's very beautiful. Yeah.
It's warmer
and that's better.
It's nice and warm here.
Good.
Zero snow on the ground.
Yeah, it's looking a little more summery than what we just came from.
Right.
Yeah. So is this your guys' first time playing in Boise then?
Second, actually.
Yeah, first at Tree Fort, second show in Boise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. When did you guys play Boise last?
A couple of years ago, we played at a place called the High Note Cafe with Spirit of the Beehive and a couple other bands that I'm forgetting off the top of my head.
Yeah. Cool. So this is your first Tree Fort experience. How's that going for you?
It's awesome. It's super delightful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a vacation in before because we're playing the last day. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you, how'd you hear about it?
I don't know. How do you hear about anything?
Yeah.
I first heard about it from Taylor and Joel. That's when I first heard about it.
A few years ago,
they were in a band called Telescopes as Time Machines that turned into Feel Better. But Taylor's in Western Daughter and a couple other bands here, and he was telling us about it because they came up to Bozeman like 3 or 4 years ago and played with us.
Oh, okay. And so they just told you to check it out, and you're like,
pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely seemed a little out of reach back then, so we were pretty surprised, actually, when we got accepted.
Yeah, we've submitted once before, 2 years ago.
Okay.
No expectation, and then, exactly. It's, like, sweet, like, a couple Montana bands get shuttled in, so it's been really cool to, like, have that and have, like, you guys and, you know, all these other people from Montana out there.
Yeah, so what was that process like, trying to get in? I mean, you have to apply, so what does that mean?
I mean, it's real basic. It's just, like, all your info and links and stuff, and then, like, why you want to play, basic bio type stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, like, a Google form.
Okay, and then you send them links to your music so they can kind of listen to you? Okay.
I guess.
Yeah,
totally.
Standard.
You know, and I forgot, we should probably introduce all you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and just, you know, like, give us your name and what's your role in the band.
Cool. I'm Connor. I play drums.
Michael. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Eric. I just play guitar.
I'm Austin and I play bass.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I'm really excited to see you guys tonight. Connor, I heard you are working on, or you just started a record label.
Yeah.
Rumble Gut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we just put out the split Cheria and Tiny Iota, which is Connor from Panther Car's other band, and we got the Anaconda Vice record coming out. Basically, it's starting out as, like, all of these bands that I'm in that have songs that haven't been put anywhere, And then as soon as I get those all cleared out, I'm going to hopefully branch out to, like, other local bands.
Okay.
Yeah, just cool. Put out as much Montana music as I can.
Yeah, great. And how many artists would you say you have, like, lined up in it?
I mean, right now, at least 7, but, yeah, a good handful.
Great, yeah. Great. And, like, what are your kind of aspirations with it? Like, where you hope to be in, a few years?
I mean, really, I don't really limit it. I just want to, like, make it easier to do the bands that I'm already in, you know, maybe, like, lose less money.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, it's, like, very, I don't know, just day by day. Just want to take it until I can't do it anymore, you know?
Cool. Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. And are you guys working on anything new right now?
A couple things, yeah. We just have a couple new songs we're going to play tonight, and then we've all been kind of talking about starting on our next record. Haven't put one out in a few years.
Another album?
Yeah. Yep. We have like 9 songs right now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So get home and start working on a 10th or 11th song and start figuring out where and when and how and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited.
And how many albums do you have right now, currently?
Just one full one and then a couple splits.
Yeah, was that like 2015 that we put that
yes.
out?
Yes.
That wasn't too long ago.
Okay, so yeah. That was about 4 years ago, yeah. And I think it's time for another to come out.
Yeah. Yep, a yeah. couple cool. splits with some bands that we like, and I mean, yeah, now I think it's time to put something a little more substantial out there.
So yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
Okay.
Oh man, thank you guys all for being super early to the show. I'm really happy to have you all here today. I just put new strings on, so I'm going to need a tune a little bit. And sweet. This one's called Bed Source.
Hey there, we just wanted to remind you that you're listening to KGVM Bozeman. Right now we're playing a recap of live recordings taken at Treefort Music Festival in March of this year. Right now you're listening to a recording and interview done with Cheria, a Bozeman band.
KGVM is grateful for the support of McCormick Financial Advisors, an independent financial advisor located in downtown Bozeman, building lasting relationships with clients who benefit from personal service custom to their retirement and legacy goals. Go outside and play. We've got this. On the web at McCormickFinancialAdvisors.com. We'll be right back.
get for adding a song to the set list last minute. This one's from our first record, Poor Man's O. Who sold you out? Is he standing in this room? Forcing you to bite your tongue, watching your every move. You're on edge now, you've got something to prove to me, to everybody listening to the bullshit too. And now I'm worried. Are you okay?
And are you guys on tour right now? Is this part of a tour?
Little baby guy.
Yeah. Little baby guy.
Small but mighty.
Portland, Olympia, Missoula after this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Playing some cool bands, though, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Nice. So when did you guys meet up? Like, when? Tell me a little bit about the genesis of your band.
Long story.
Yeah, well, great.
Connor and I met in high school. We went to Jefferson High School, which is, I don't know, there's like 210 people at that high school. I moved.
Yeah, something like that. There were 50 in my graduating class.
Oh, wow.
I moved to Boulder, Montana from Virginia, and Eric was in my class also. We were roommates in college, so we were in a high school band together, and then Eric got roped in.
We didn't hang out in high school.
Oh, really?
When we came to college, he was my roommate, and then I sort of fell into it.
Okay.
Yep. And then we picked up Austin. He's out here from Iowa.
Yeah, I joined like summer of 2016, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I met Eric through Walmart because we both worked at Walmart at the time.
He just connecting everybody.
Yeah, just turned 12.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was your kind of musical experience back in Iowa?
Fairly limited. I'd like played a couple of acoustic shows with my buddy and just like never played in a band before, so it was very interesting to just hop into a already established band.
And had you been wanting to do that for a while?
Oh, yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah. It worked out really well because they I like went and hung out with Eric and he's like, well, I need a bass player because our bass player quit like a month before tour. So I have a bass.
But you're gonna have to learn everything in a month.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
Yeah, they kinda just threw you right in, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, it did work out.
It did.
So, and how long have you guys been together before?
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
We started Chariot back in, like, 2012 or something.
Yeah.
We've gone through some roller coasters of changes, but I think we're finally kind of getting our sound down.
Okay.
It's been really fun to...
Yeah, I mean, he's the first time we've had a bass player longer than a year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Definitely.
Okay.
We have, like, 8 bass players.
Yeah.
I mean, our bass players just... flaky or something?
I mean, apparently our friends are flaky.
No. A lot of them moved around. Like, we had our friend from high school, Clint Ferret, and then he moved to New Orleans, so his brother Brock Ferret came, and then he moved to L.A., and so it's just been kind of, I mean, people come and go, and, you
it's
know,
just hard to find, like, most people just don't prioritize this the same as we do, you know what I mean? It's,
this is, this is kind of, everything is centered around your band, it seems like, you know, like, if you're working outside of work, it's like, so you can make money, support this.
Right, exactly. And, like, my life is structured so that I can do this more. Yeah.
Exactly, and where them, it's like, well, it's kind of a side thing,
right.
It seems like.
It's, like, fun, but,
yeah. So do you guys tour often?
Not a lot lately. I got really sick a couple years ago, so we, like, just weren't doing a lot of things, but I hope to do a lot more.
Or which songs, down to the song,
know?
How do you decide which ones you're going to play, and does it differ?
Like, it starts with, like, how long a set we get.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, if there's any old songs we want to play normally.
Because we have the one record, so, you know, hopefully we can get one off of that we'll play still or something, and then It's all the songs we're going to record soon, the songs that we have on the splits that we have out, at least a couple from those, and then try and always, like, the goal is to, like, have a new song almost every show. That never works out that way, but, you know, people in Bozeman are only going to get so tired of, you know, the same songs over and over, so we just want to, like, bring something new, like, if we can every once in a while, or a couple new things.
At least, at, like, a different order, and, like, we try to stay, like, really on top of mixing that up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I love designing the set list. That's my favorite part.
Is it? Yeah.
Get the, you know, how it weaves into the next song or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
And, well, yeah, you get a kind of a chance to kind of play around with it. And
exactly.
Yeah. yeah. And cool. Well, guys, I'm really excited to see you. How are you feeling?
Thanks, man.
You ready?
I feel great. I'm super
yeah?
stoked.
Yeah. Yeah, you, did you get here Wednesday or?
Got here, yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, okay, so you've already had like a few days of.
Yeah, we've been.
Getting antsy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Thinking about it.
Having
everything.
Our fun.
Right.
Cool. And where are you guys playing?
Play at Granny's at 7.
Oh, that was awesome. I was at that venue.
Yeah,
last
Panther
night.
Car had the exact same slot as us last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, man, I had a lot of fun there. So.
Oh, good. We haven't been yet.
I'm really excited.
Cool. Yeah, I think you guys will like it. Awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much for this interview.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, G4. This is the last one. We're out of here. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome back. You're tuned in to a series of audio clips and interviews recorded live at Treefort Music Festival at the end of March 2019. I'm your host, Rachel Leith. We just wrapped up the first half of our segment that focuses solely on the four Montana bands that were invited to play at Treefort this year, an unprecedented number for Montana. Now I'd like to move on to part two, where we can show you some of the other talented bands that we discovered at the festival. In my mind, this is where Treefort really shines. I love showing up at a random venue or house show with no preconceived notions of what the music will sound like, only to be blown away by the creativity happening in other parts of the country, or even the world. Here's a sample of a dozen or so bands that I was really impressed with. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to play their entire sets, but hopefully you will get enough of a taste to go look up some of these folks on your own time. Let's start off with Canadian heavy hitters, Anemone. Notoriously hard to pronounce, Anemone, also sometimes called Anemone, is a self-described dream pop psych rock band from Montreal, Canada. They are fortunate to be fronted by an absolutely badass songwriter named Chloe Soldevilla, who appears to be the driving force behind the band. Here are a couple of songs from a set they played at the El Cora Shrine on Friday night, March 22nd.
Thank you.
Next up, we have a couple songs from Sunblood Stories. According to their short bio on Wikipedia, they were formed in 2011 and chose to name their band after, quote, the color of Boise skies during the summer forest fires, end quote. Bozeman's own Kate Schroeder described their music as, quote, a satanic bath, end quote. Here's a snippet from the set they played at the Linen Building on Friday, March 22nd. Thanks for tuning in to Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9. You're listening to a live recording that we did at Treefort Music Festival of Boise band Sunblood Stories. Sunblood will be playing a show in Bozeman at the end of this summer at Labor Fest, a festival put on each year by Lotus Eaters Productions. Stay tuned for more great bands from Treefort.
Your love.
Unfortunately, we just have a little short clip from Esme Patterson's set, recorded on the main stage Friday, March 22nd. You might recognize her voice from a beautiful duet she did about 5 years ago at South by Southwest with Alejandro Rose Garcia, aka Shaky Graves. Before playing the song, she explained that she wrote it in response to Michael Jackson's song, Billie Jean. She said she wrote this song from Billie Jean's perspective. Moving right along, we have a couple songs from O Rose, a four-piece avant-garde pop band from Olympia, Washington. They played on Friday, March 22nd at the Pre-Funk Beer Bar.
Our last show was in Silver City, New Mexico. It's a little tiny town south of Albuquerque. We also really love playing in Albuquerque because we have very good friends there. But Silver City is like family. And before that, we were at South by Southwest, which, if any bands are here that are coming from South by Southwest or have played before, it can be very chaotic and crazy and disorienting, and sometimes you don't really know why you're there or why you're doing music. But to have such a contrast from South by Southwest to Silver City and playing a house show for almost like a town that we've been going to for years was really a good kickstart to bring us here to Treefort. And I think that this is our first time in Treefort, and just off the get-go, I see the balance of the two. This is a music festival, but I also see that people here are very kind and treat each other like family. And that's really important as a band to feel and as a festival to allow us to feel that. So we're very happy to be here. But I told this story, and the next two songs that we're gonna play are both written about the same person. The first song is about being in love with a person and staying in bed all day and calling in sick to work and eating turkey. It was after Thanksgiving, you just wake up, have sex, go downstairs, get some turkey, eat it, go to sleep, wake up, have sex, turkey, sleep. And the second song is called Winter. And that is about the death of that relationship and being completely alone in your bed. But we'll start with a love song. This is no Shangri-La.
Awake, bed, born, and
This band, I'm ashamed to admit, I failed to get a live recording of because I was dancing so much. I can't say their entire name on air due to some FCC regulations concerning obscene language, but I can tell you the first part of their name is Prism, followed by what is commonly referred to as the B word. During their performance, they wore different colored Adidas tracksuits, giving them a punk Power Rangers on crack kind of vibe. Anyways, here are a couple songs from their new self-titled album, Prism Expletive.
To love. you got it, and I want it. Yeah, yeah.
Shifting to a much lower gear, I present to you Pacific Northwest indie folk heartthrob Illabamba, hailing from Portland, Oregon. Illabamba is about as sensitive and sweet as it gets. Here are a couple of songs from a set they played on a rainy Saturday afternoon at Radio Boise's stage. Unfortunately, I missed Torio Moy, but luckily Brandon was there to catch some of Toro's sweet tunes. Here are a couple from the set he played Saturday night on the main stage.
It's us making grown-up calls.
I was fortunate enough to discover this next band a few weeks before arriving at Treefort. Bell's Atlas, hailing from Oakland, California, is a beautiful mix of Afro-soul and mystic chillwave. Overlaid with Sandra Lawson's beautiful yet poppy vocals, Bell's Atlas played a silky set Sunday evening at the Linen Building. Final two bands I'd like to play for you both performed on the last day of Treefort at a house show on the west side of Boise. This first band, Help, is a hardcore noise band from Portland, Oregon. After Help, we are graced with the musical presence of Fruit and Flowers, a lush yet gritty band from Brooklyn, New York. Easily identified by their sultry vocals and dynamic instrumental range, Fruit and Flowers was a rare treat.
We're very agreeable.
Thanks for listening to KGVM Bozeman. You're listening to a series of live recordings that I did at True Fort Music Festival in 2019. That festival takes place in Boise, Idaho at the end of March. Right now, you're listening to Brooklyn band Fruit and Flowers, who played a house show on the last day of True Fort. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed these last couple bands.
This segment of programming is underwritten by the Sacagawea Audubon, making the Gallatin Valley a better place for birds. You can check us out at sacagaweaaudubon.org.
That's it, folks. Thanks for tuning in to KGVM Bozeman for a recap of the True Fort Music Festival, which took place in Boise, Idaho, at the end of March in 2019. We'd like to thank Panther Car for supplying the musical interludes in between tracks. We'd also like to thank True Fort and KGVM for the experience. And finally, a huge thank you to all the wonderful musicians who blessed us with their creativity and musical grace. You guys rock. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Ear to the Ground. To see more of our True Fort experience, please check out kgvm.org. We will continue to release videos and photos from the festival on our website and Instagram account. You can find us on Instagram at kgvm_Bozeman. I know.
are you doing? What are you doing right now?
I'm just crawling into my sleep bag. Good. Go ahead. Do it over here.
Nice.
What'd you say?
Nice.
I thought you were trying to tell me what to do. And you said no.
No. Holy cow.